Okay, welcome everybody. Thank you very much. I would first like, on behalf of the Center for Sephardic Heritage, sponsoring organization, to thank the officers of the synagogue, particularly Max Shashal, for helping us with the lecture tonight on Chacham Matlub Abadi, and our good friend Mickey Carey. We would very much like to thank Rabbi Ricky Hittery for helping us with the publicity on the lecture and for posting the lecture for us once it's done. And Rabbi Nassim Anekaveh for bringing the recorder for us. I have a prepared introduction for the lecture this evening. The title of my introduction is going to be Chacham Matlub Abadi, Levantine Humanist. In the classic 1946 Frank Capra film, It's a Wonderful Life, Jimmy Stewart's character, George Bailey, undergoes some life-threatening reversals and beseeches his guardian angel to make it so that all trace of his past life would be expunged from the record. Amazingly, the angel fulfills Bailey's wish and he is permitted to witness what the world would be like if he had never existed. It is a sobering moment for Bailey, who learns the value of humility and to be what in Hebrew we would call Sameach Bechelko, being happy with one's lot in life. Sadly, real life is not at all the same as celluloid life. In the Syrian community in Brooklyn, our very own hero, a giant among men, was removed from public service and, unlike George Bailey, was unable to fulfill his role as a public servant, educator, and community leader. This was not his personal wish, but a cruel joke that was played on every child who ever attended the Sephardic Yeshivot here in Brooklyn. Chacham Matlub Abadi, the subject of this evening's lecture, was the most significant rabbinical figure to come to these shores from Aleppo. It would be no exaggeration to say that once Chacham Matlub left the scene of public service as an educator and leader of the community completely lost its Sephardic traditions and much else. A few years ago, I asked Rabbi Jose Faur to give a lecture on Chacham Matlub to a group of young community professionals, and in that lecture, he opened up the brilliant intellectual world of a man who was once one of the greats that became of our community. In a day and age when the word Sadiq is bandied about for every Tom, Dick, and Harry, Chacham Matlub was the genuine article. His knowledge of every aspect of the rabbinical tradition was equaled by his great love for his fellow human beings and the world we live in. Although I was too young to know Chacham Matlub personally, I have spent many years seeking out people who knew the man and have spoken to them and heard tell of a man who was an extraordinary teacher, friend, and mentor. His personal modesty was matched by his great erudition in the intellectual ways of the Sephardic tradition. He was an expert in the technical and moral aspects of Jewish law, but equally well-versed in the classical literary heritage of Sephardic rabbinical humanism. Each time I use the term rabbinical humanism, a term that I learned from the writing and teaching of Rabbi Faur, himself a disciple and personal confidant of Chacham Matlub, and one of the few rabbis left in our Sephardic world with a commitment to the preservation and promulgation of the noble Sephardic heritage, I feel bound to explain what it means, even though it should be obvious to any person with a modicum of rational sense. Rabbinic humanism is the legacy of Maimonides, who expertly synthesized the philosophical and scientific legacy of Greco-Roman culture that he learned from Muslim commentators and philosophers. The rabbinic part of the phrase is simple enough to understand. The rabbinical tradition is based on an expert knowledge of the Hebrew Bible and its rabbinical commentaries, what we know as the Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaalpeh, which formed a sacred unity throughout the ages. Humanism was the study of the arts and sciences, which included everything concerning man and the known universe. Rabbinic humanism was a melding together of the tenets of Jewish tradition, those values connected to the Sinaitic covenant with the universal concerns of all mankind, the children of the one God. In our day, we have been presented by the myopic and the hateful with a harsh opposition between Judaism and humanism. But it was standard operating procedure in the Sephardic tradition, which extends from the time of the Geonim and Maimonides, that all this learning is part and parcel of the same civilization, a culture where God and man were to be served in unison. Religious humanism was a crucial element in the civilization of the Middle East over the course of many centuries, and has now sadly been subsumed by contemporary developments that have thrown so many of its values into the trash bin. But the world of Chacham Matlub Abadi was one where the genius of Jewish civilization was understood as very much a part of a larger universal culture. Many decades ago, Chacham Matlub insisted to the lay leaders of the Syrian Sephardic community in Brooklyn that the children who were attending public school, where they learned general culture, also needed to study the Jewish tradition. And in this regard, he opened up a Talmud Torah right on the grounds of this property here on 67th Street, where the children would come after school and on Sundays to study Torah and learn the ways of their forefathers. The Talmud Torah was next door in the annex. As we heard in Chacham Matlub's commencement addresses in the Magen David Yeshiva many years after the Talmud Torah became a day school, he constantly worried about the next stage in the process of Jewish education, a rabbinical seminary, an institution that he would not witness in his lifetime. For Chacham Matlub, the traditional curriculum of Sephardic pedagogy continued to be operative, and the children were taught the Sharah, proper cantillation of the Hebrew text of the Bible along with their Arabic translation, and eventually exposed to the first rudiments of the rabbinical canon. In the midst of what should have been a lifetime of teaching and directing the minds and souls of our children in the Talmud Torah, Chacham Matlub found himself out of step with the changes taking place in the community. With little respect for such an intellectual giant and towering human being, the community saw fit to unmoor Chacham Matlub from the perch of teacher and educator. Indeed, over the course of a few short decades, a period where the community was undergoing radical and profound changes, many, if not all, the rabbis who had come from Syria found themselves shut out of the new world of the Magen David Yeshiva. The rest is, as they say, history. Unlike George Bailey in the old movie, Chacham Matlub had no real choice in the matter, and his absence from our education as students was very real and not some movie fantasy. Although he would teach a class in the Shaar HaTzion synagogue each Shabbat to a tiny group of selected disciples, men who devoted their lives to promoting the great rabbi's values and visions as best they could, and returned to speak to the Magen David Yeshiva graduates, the better part of Chacham Matlub's adult life was spent as a businessman and not as an educator or spiritual leader. The bitterness that I personally feel is strangely mirrored by the almost complete ignorance of the rabbi and his philosophy among the members of our community. Aside from those who studied with the rabbi when he taught in the Talmud Torah here on 67th Street, and those who are familiar with the inner circle of his students, no one here in Brooklyn even knows who Chacham Matlub is and what he stood for. In the very yeshiva that he dedicated his years as a teacher, there is not even a plaque in his honor. The children studying in the school never learn about Chacham Matlub and his rich and vibrant legacy of rabbinic humanism, his love of Maimonides, Yehuda HaLevi, Bahya Ibn Pakuda, and all the other brilliant luminaries in the Sephardi firmament. In fact, the students are not exposed to these great sages in any meaningful way and are left without an understanding and a pride in who they are and where they come from. So as part of my continuing attempt to restore the values and traditions of our community in the Center for Sephardic Heritage, I approached my dear friend Dr. Zvi Zohar of Bar-Ilan University and the Shalom Harman Institute in Israel to deliver an informed discussion of Chacham Matlub's vision based on his written work in a published book called Magen Ba'adi. Over the years, Chacham Matlub continued to be approached by members of our community with questions pertaining to Jewish law, and, as is standard practice in the Sephardic rabbinical world, he wrote formal legal responses to these queries. Many of these responses reflect Chacham Matlub's keen understanding of the modern world and the ways in which Jewish law, halakha, functions in our world. Dr. Zohar has more than proven his expertise in the area of Sephardic rabbinical responsa literature in the modern age. His Hebrew books, Masoret Utmura and He'iru Pene Mizrach, are both superlative and unique scholarly studies of the ways in which Sephardic rabbis were uniquely able to balance the needs of a modern community with the requirements of the halakha. Dr. Zohar has for many years been studying this literature and has become one of the very few academic experts on this critical subject. As our Ashkenazi brethren have split into various denominational factions, each filled with acrimony for one another, the Sephardic communities were held together by their rabbis. In the brilliant books and articles of Dr. Zohar, we are given an expert entry into their world and the extraordinary ways in which they were able to preserve the traditions of the past while maintaining the moral and cultural equilibrium of the communities they served. With the breakdown of our Sephardic culture in the wake of sages like Acham Matlub Abadi and his classmate Rabbi Yitzhak Dayan, both of whom displayed their mastery of the literary past in a dynamic fusion of scholastic excellence and a great sensitivity towards the pressing needs of human beings living in changing circumstances, the scholarship that Dr. Zohar has produced opens up for us a window not only into our cultural past, but shows us the way in which we need to understand the problems that we face at the present time. This evening, we are privileged to be able to return to the past and restore the sacred voice of Acham Matlub Abadi by looking at the ways in which he understood Judaism as a product of a humanistic sensibility. It is my sincere belief, the one that has been challenged by many who would have us remain oblivious to our past and ignorant of the massive contributions of a saint like Acham Matlub Abadi, that by learning about the life and teachings of such an eminent sage, that we will not only be able to restore a modicum of pride regarding who we are and where we come from as a community, but that would allow us to drink from the well of Jewish genius. The true Jewish genius of a man who was as if an angel of God, having taken human form, who walked the face of the earth, and create a present that is far richer and far more compassionate than the one it is our distinct misfortune to have been saddled with. The world of Acham Matlub can only be understood by learning the sad story of a man who brought to his people grand visions that were never realized. If by learning the story of Acham Matlub Abadi, we can restore the vision that he bequeathed to us, then the great effort we have had to expend to do the work of restoration will have been worth it. To serve the legacy of a master so noble and so great is a task that honors those who perform it with the great reward of rabbinical ethics, what in Hebrew is called zechut, the ability to gain merit by honoring those greater than us. So I encourage all of you to sit up straight and keep your ears and hearts wide open in order to learn all you can about the life and teaching of Acham Matlub Abadi. Thank you.